Hello.
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call with customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, I had some withdrawals taken from my checking account that I did not authorize.
May I have your zip code?
75941.
And your first and last name?
Erlene Hall, H-A-L-L. And what is this company? It says Permax, P-E-R-F, Perf. What is that?
I won't know until I get your account pulled up. Would you mind verifying your address for me?
911 Memory Lane.
City and state?
Diboll, Texas, 75941.
All right, give me a few more moments.
Thank you.
Still loading. I'm still here.
Okay. It was like somebody checked November 29th. They sent a charge in $5.74. And then December 2nd, they sent a charge in for $67.32. And I have not authorized either one of those charges. And I'm hoping that's all that's being charged. I've already turned that in to the bank.
So you've already filed a dispute?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, since you already filed that dispute, the most I can do is cancel this account and wait for your bank to call us back, and then we'll give them all the information and see what to go to next.
So what is it for? What was that? What account are you talking about?
When you pay the shipping and handling for the sweepstakes on November 27th, it was $5.74.
What sweepstakes was that?
Let me see.
I don't usually do those. Somebody, I think it was Walmart or somebody said, you know, but I don't do those.
It was a Cruset, C-R-E-U-S-E-T.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, well, you pay $5 to enter that sweepstakes, and after you enter that, it stated in those terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into a membership monthly. That's what that $67.32 charge was for.
No, and I don't even know what you're talking about. But we need all of that discharged and closed out and everything.
Okay, you already filed a dispute, so I won't be able to do anything with this account besides cancel it until your bank calls us.
Okay. All right. And when they call you, what do you do then?
We'll let them know that it was a valid charge and everything was stated in the terms and conditions. And they'll just let you know that, or they'll just drop the dispute and advise you to give us a call back.
Well, I'm not going to drop the dispute. I want that taken off of my debit card, out of my account. I want that taken out.
Okay, but you've already filed that dispute, so I won't be able to refund anything to you today.
Well, maybe I haven't. I put it in. Let's see if I did, if it's sent. Okay. I just went on my phone and looked. They told me how to do that after I called you to do a dispute thing. So what can you do for me?
You've already filed a dispute, ma'am.
Well, you don't know if I did or not.
But you just told me you did, and this is a recorded call. So if I was to refund you that full amount, that would bring that back on me for refunding, and you already filed a dispute.
Well, you know, whatever you need to do, but this needs to be solved. I am not paying for something. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, well, I'll advise you to just wait and see what your bank says since you already had a dispute filed. Tell them to give us a call, and we'll talk to them then.